When you heard the hullabaloo about Canada getting a Liberal new prime minister, did you wonder why you should care? Well, one big difference between the old guy and the new guy is playing out right now in Paris. Here's Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Bill.
How different is Justin Trudeau from Stephen Harper when it comes to climate change?
Well, he talks a much better line. I'll give him that. You know, Canada signed on to Kyoto in the 90s, but we didn't really hit our targets. And then in the last decade under Stephen Harper, we walked away from Kyoto and set new targets, and we didn't meet those either. So there's Trudeau. My friends, Canada's back. He says we're going to do our best. I think on the climate action file, the first thing you look for is from your leaders is, are they serious about it? Are they determined to do things? He says he is. And I think the other thing you always do, Bill, is wait and see how he actually does on this. We don't have a lot of details yet.
Right. Now, President Obama says one of the best ways to fight global warming is to put a price on carbon dioxide pollution, which Congress is not going to do. Some world leaders say there's a model for how to price carbon. And it's happening in British Columbia right now. How do you do that?
Yeah, Trudeau pointed that out. He said we've got a carbon tax here in British Columbia. We've had it since 2008. And by some analysis, it's working. You've had some reduction in emissions, essentially put a price on carbon. It's charged. You pay it. If you buy fuel at the pump, you pay it on your home heating. There's some relief offsetting all that, but It's a fairly hefty tax now. It's up to $30 a metric ton of emissions, which works out to 7 cents a liter, or if you prefer it in gallons, that'd be almost 30 cents a gallon. Mm. So it's a fairly good tax. You're paying something for it. And there's been some movement in some of the analysis showing that people have move to more fuel-efficient vehicles or use less fuel. There's been some shifting. There are incentives as well in the system for people, for fuel efficiency and that sort of thing. And so it all adds up. The other thing that people have pointed to is the British Columbia economy is doing okay even with this. We're leading Canada in economic growth this year. One of the things the government did was they took an idea from Al Gore, which is that the point is to put a price on carbon, not to punish people. So they gave the amount they raised from the carbon tax back to people in the form of cuts in other taxes. So by that measure, it's revenue neutral. And as a result, the kind of damage you might expect to an economy from higher taxes hasn't happened because the government isn't making much more money off this. In fact, I think at the moment, the BC government is giving more money back in tax breaks than they're collecting in carbon taxes.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer here. Vaughn, we just have a minute or so left, but can you give me a little nutshell answer to this question? Canada's cold. How does that affect your country's attitude toward global warming?
We've got some serious problems already, and British Columbia is a good example. We have a huge chunk of the forest that have been eaten by pine beetles. In the past, the pine beetle has been curbed every winter by the cold. They have a little natural antifreeze in them, but when it gets really, really cold, the beetles die off. It hasn't been as cold in British Columbia the last few years, and as a result, a vast chunk of our forests have been destroyed by the pine beetle. You could go around Canada, you go up north, you go elsewhere, you're already seeing the impacts of climate change. Just ask the Inuit people in the north. They certainly see a very different Arctic than they did a generation ago.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us regularly. Vaughn, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Justin Trudeau, the relatively new and liberal prime minister of Canada, is in Paris or on his way to join the UN climate talks. As Vaughn said, Canada is back in the action when it comes to climate change.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.